Hello.
Hi, Trudy. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sorry. Excuse me, I
It's
was
okay.
sleeping. I wanted to confirm that your daughter is going to be your caregiver.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you, Miss
Can you hear me
Epstein.
better now?
Yes.
Is your daughter going to be your caregiver?
Yes.
Okay, because she hasn't filled out any of the caregiver forms. Monica and Ruth were trying to reach her. The only way to start is if she fills this out.
Okay. My son, I know he's going to the doctor's today. You had told me something about he needed a doctor
Right, so.
visit. Okay.
Okay, he did. But we need your daughter too as well.
Oh, to see the doctor?
Yeah.
Or just to fill out the form?
She had told Ruth on Friday that she wanted to look more into our company and then she'll get back. We're just trying to, I don't know. If you could just speak with her because we want to get things started for you. We're supposed to get the authorization by today, but we need a start date.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Can you give her two-week start date? That way, I mean, nothing can, you can have time. You can't complain about 2 weeks.
Okay, so you want a start date in 2 weeks?
Yes, that gives her enough time to go to the doctor and fill out forms.
Okay, fine. And she's planning on working for you, right? She's planning on taking care
She's
of you?
what?
She's planning on taking care of you?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Great, just let her know this needs to be done, okay?
Okay, you said 2 weeks. No, we said 2 weeks.
Well, I need to confirm that. I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay.
But if she could get it done as soon as possible so we can get started then.
Okay, let me ask you this. I heard on the radio, maybe I'm not right, but I want to confirm this. Do you give like tuition reimbursements or you try to help people through school or something like that? It seemed like I heard on the radio.
Not that I know of, but I can find out for you. I don't think so.
Okay, what do you offer? Because this didn't have a lot of, that's what she's probably talking about, that they're really trying to get caretakers and they're offering all these different incentives.
So,
What?
we pay the
Go ahead.
caregiver, it depends on how many hours you are approved for, but about $14 an hour, and then we give holidays off and we provide some other bonuses. But only
I
once we get the hours will we know exactly what the rate is.
Okay. The rate you give, do you give paid days off or paid holidays?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there are paid holidays, yes.
Okay. She's a stickler for things, her and my son. So do you have anything in writing that you can give them? So they know what's going on.
To who, your children?
Yeah.
I can try to send something. What they want to know the rate and what they would be getting?
What they will be getting, what the job entails, stuff like that.
Okay. Monica should have spoken with them about this.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
can okay, well,
Hello.
maybe I could speak to Monica and find out what's going on because they're asking all of these questions. I don't want them to be holding up the progress.
Okay, yeah, I could transfer you over to Monica, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
store. No problem. Just a second, please.
Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you? Hello?
I have a call. Yes, hi, Monica.
Hi, how can I help you? Is this a
yes, my name is Trudy. Thank you. My name is Trudy Brockington Lewis. My children are trying to be caregivers for me, but they don't know. Well, they seem not to understand the program and what's going on.
Okay, is one of the caregivers Etienne Lewis?
Yes.
All right, let me just look at their file. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
For holding. So let me just see here.
Hello?
Yes. Trudy,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So I spoke to Etienne about the onboarding requirements, and she seemed like she understood. She actually told me that you had informed her that you didn't want her to be the aide anymore. So you wanted someone else to be the aide.
No. No. I said to her that I had the option of having someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Don't I have the company?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay.
I mean, is this something that you want to maybe speak to your daughter about? Because that's what she told me. And we went over all the requirements. She seemed like she understood everything. I even scheduled her an appointment to get her TB test done. She was going to get it done, but she didn't get anything done. And that's what she texted me this morning. So maybe it's a miscommunication between both of you, but that's where, I mean, as far as my understanding, she understood everything that needed to be completed. We went through everything together. Now,
and that was this morning?
That was this morning that she texted me, yes.
Okay,
now,
let me text.
Joseph, I believe, he's the one that I asked Etienne about because he didn't seem like he wanted to be an aide. Each time I called him, it seemed like he was confused. I went over everything with him. I scheduled him an appointment to get his TB test done. I told him it was blood work, but when I called him, he said that he thought it was a phone call. And I told him that, no, it's not a phone call because it's blood work. He needs to go get his blood drawn. And then I spoke to her at the end. She said she was going to reach out to him to see if he's interested. He has not completed anything up to now. He never made it to his appointment. So I don't know where we're
going. When was his appointment?
His appointment was March 19th, which was Thursday.
And her appointment was, she just never.
Ann's appointment was on Friday, the 20th.
Okay.
And it was in New York because she told me that she was in New York in her school. And before she went home, she was going to try to go to her appointment. So we scheduled it in New York.
Okay. Maybe she, I'll tell you what, let me try to contact both of them today. And I'll call you back tomorrow morning to make sure everything is on point. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.